For a while now, there's been a debate on whether or not blue light has a negative impact on our sleep. In this episode, I'll be discussing some of the studies that have covered this subject, along with some of the solutions to reduce the amount of blue light you're being subjected to. First of all, what is blue light? Well, sunlight is composed of red, yellow, orange, green, and blue light rays, and many shades of each of these colours. Combined, this spectrum of coloured light rays creates sunlight, called white light. Without getting into the details, there is an inverse relationship between the wavelength of light rays and the amount of energy they contain. This means that the rays on the red end of the visible light spectrum have longer wavelengths and therefore less energy. On the other hand, rays on the blue end of the spectrum have shorter wavelengths and more energy. Not all colours of light have the same effect. Blue wavelengths are beneficial during daylight hours because they boost your mood, attention, and reaction times. However, studies suggest that they are more disruptive at night. Now, what exactly exposes us to blue light? Well, although sunlight is the biggest source of blue light that you'll be subjected to, here are some of the others. First of all, there are LED lights, fluorescent lights, flat-screen LED televisions, computer monitors, smartphones, and tablet screens. Although you receive a lot less blue light from these sources than from the sun, it's the fact that we tend to use them more and more before going to bed that is of concern. So how exactly does blue light affect our sleep? Well, we all have an approximately 24-hour internal clock that is known as the circadian rhythm, which is what helps our bodies to determine when we feel tired and when we feel awake. This rhythm is automatically regulated thanks to natural light and darkness. However, studies have shown that blue light can affect our circadian rhythm by delaying the release of melatonin, the sleep-inducing hormone. A study published in the Journal of Applied Physiology suggests that the blue light emitted by computer screens has an impact on circadian physiology, alertness, and cognitive performance levels. According to the study, a 5-hour evening exposure to a white LED backlit screen with more than twice as much 464 nanometer light, which means blue light, emissions than a white non-LED backlit screen elicits a significant suppression of the evening rise in melatonin. This means that using any type of computer screen, smartphone, tablet, or television that emits blue light before going to bed will affect your sleep. Another study from the University of Toronto also concluded that blue light could slow down the production of melatonin. During the study, some participants were instructed to wear special glasses that blocked blue light wavelengths, whilst the rest didn't. The results showed that the people in the study that wore these glasses produced more melatonin than those who didn't, and hence had a better night's sleep. These studies do seem pretty conclusive, however, since then, others have said otherwise. In 2019, a group of researchers at the University of Manchester in the UK challenged that notion. After exposing mice to lights that were different in hue but equal brightness and assessing their subsequent activity, the researchers concluded that yellow light actually seemed to disturb the sleep more than blue. Warm tone light, they hypothesized, could trick the body into thinking it's daytime, whilst cooler blue light more closely mimics twilight. It is important to note, however, that animal studies don't always reflect the entire reality, as they often can't translate directly to human behaviour. Furthermore, since rodents are nocturnal, they may respond differently to light than humans do. Finally, the lights were also kept very dim, regardless of colour, which may not properly represent the bright lights of electronics. Because of these conditions, the results of the study can't be taken too seriously, given how many previous ones have concluded that blue light has a negative impact on sleep. So how can we minimise these effects? If you're worried that blue light might be affecting your sleep, here are a few solutions. First of all, try and cut down on your screen time. By doing this, you'll be subjecting your eyes to less blue light from being on your computers and smartphones. Try not to look at your devices just before bed. Consider turning off your phone a few hours before going to bed to avoid letting blue light affect your sleep. You can also consider buying blue light filtering glasses. They're widely available and can help you reduce blue light if you need to use your devices a lot during the day. Blue light screen protectors are also available. If you think that you'll forget to wear your blue light glasses, then blue light screen protectors can be a useful alternative, seeing as you only need to apply them once. Finally, You can also consider using different lights. LED light bulbs in your house can also emit blue light. So instead of using bright white lights, you could try switching to dimmer red lights closer to bedtime so you are exposed to less blue light. The bottom line is that most studies conclude that too much blue light, especially in the evening, can have a negative impact on your sleep. How much it affects us is still up for debate. Everybody may not notice the same effects, but it definitely can't hurt to try and minimise the amount of blue light we're subjected to. Whether it's from generally reducing our screen time, or thanks to a pair of dedicated blue light glasses. That's it for this episode of the Detector Podcast. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe, follow us on social media, and check out thedetector.com for stories on how tech impacts our lives. You can also find an article about blue light and about how to reduce your screen time. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.